The recent pardon of Changpeng Zhao, also known as CZ, by former President Donald Trump, has brought attention to the significant role lobbying plays in Washington, particularly in high-profile cases involving companies like Binance.
Indeed, the pardon was not a coincidence, but the result of a substantial lobbying effort that included financial contributions.
Binance reportedly allocated $450,000 to lobbyists connected to Trump and an additional $290,000 to Teresa Goody Guillen, a former SEC chair contender.
The large sums of money involved in lobbying raise concerns about its ethical implications and the influence it has on regulatory environments.
The connection between political funding and favorable outcomes is a contentious issue, with CZ's pardon highlighting the close relationship between finance and politics.
It's essential to understand the context of Binance's operations and its interactions with regulatory bodies to grasp the significance of the pardon.
Binance has faced scrutiny from government entities like the SEC, which has been vigilant in regulating cryptocurrency practices.
The pardon may indeed provide Binance with a strategic advantage, potentially shaping a more favorable operational landscape.
Looking ahead, CZ's pardon has broader implications beyond his personal relief.
It's prompting discussions about the future of cryptocurrency regulation in the U.S.
and the ongoing role of lobbying in shaping policies.
As the cryptocurrency landscape evolves, stakeholders and enthusiasts must remain aware of the influences within governmental frameworks to navigate potential changes effectively.
In conclusion, CZ's pardon underscores the critical intersection of finance, politics, and regulation.
Understanding the dynamics of lobbying and its impacts on governance is essential for anyone involved in or affected by the cryptocurrency sector.
Stay informed and vigilant as the story of cryptocurrency's evolution continues to unfold.